In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you like QR codes at restaurants, in or out?
Couldn't be more out.
Same.
Couldn't be more out. Because my phone goes to sleep for 2 seconds, and now I got to scan the damn thing again?
It's the worst.
I want to either give me the website or let me hold the menu.
I bring this up for this reason. I'm pretty much out on QR codes. I need just the waiter, the waitress, me. Let's build that relationship back. Let's make that rapport fun again. Me and you together at the restaurant, just chatting it up and ordering our food and having a good old-fashioned time. Oklahoma State football is going to be wearing QR codes on the back of their helmets this year that will be linked to NIL funds. The way this is going to work is, while it's going to be too small, obviously, is a decal on the back of the helmet that if you're at the game in the stands, it's not going to really matter. But when you're watching on TV, you will be able to scan the code on the back of the helmet of the player who just made the play so that should you choose to, you can make a donation to that player or to that player's, you know, NIL companies that are paying that player and others. Mike Gundy is the head coach at Oklahoma State. Apparently, this is something Oklahoma State has come up with, or the first team to do it, to combat the fact that they're one of the teams, most teams are not doing this, that basically at the start of the season, they say, go away, no more negotiating. We're not paying you anymore. We are walking away from the table. Tell your agent to leave us alone. It's football time. Whereas I guess a lot of teams will continue having discussions, and if you're elevating on the depth chart or whatever, you know, leverage you're finding with other programs.
My client had a 30-yard run.
Exactly.
So give him more? Wow.
And Gundy basically said, we're not going to do that during the year. That part of the offseason is over. You now play football. And as a make good of sorts, as a idea to kind of appease the players, to keep the program happy and everybody feeling like they could still make their money, they've decided to go with these QR codes. This was Gundy a couple weeks ago. He got a lot of heat for this, but this is what he had to say.
That's what I told the players. You can just, there's no negotiating now. Portal's over. Right. You can enjoy, all negotiations history. Now we're playing football.
You can enjoy
just coaching
crazy
and playing
new
football.
Conference and a 12-team playoff, yeah, and everything being so different, just the newness of it all.
Yeah, and you know, the business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. You know, tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. You know, start again in December. So now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that part is fun because there's been so much other stuff going on that's been hard to really focus on football.
So that was the comment several days ago. And I don't know if this, I'm sure it was already in the works, but the announcement today was QR codes on helmets so that fans, should they choose to, you want to keep a player happy, you want to keep him at Oklahoma State, you want to make sure that your wide receiver that you love doesn't transfer for more money, he just made a catch, you might as well throw him $6. You might as well make a quick donation. Quote, this is a revolutionary step forward to help keep Oklahoma State football ahead of the game, Gundy said. It gives us a chance for everyday fans across the world to have a real impact when it comes to supporting the NIL efforts for Cowboy football. I'm thrilled about this opportunity for our players.
I got to tell you, it's really smart. It's cutting edge. He's exactly right. And I hate it. Like, I understand this is what you have to do now. This is an arms race. The Pandora's box, the toothpaste, whatever you want to call it, it's all out. It's off-putting to me. I don't enjoy it at all. There's nothing about it that says, Danny Ruye, come on in.
Well, but it's what you have to do. Football looks nothing like college football.
Yeah, it's what you have to do.
You see the story today. Alabama kept their GM. And I meant GM. He's the general manager of the football program because now college programs have general managers. Mm-hmm. But apparently, USC, I think it was, with Lincoln Riley, came headhunting and tried to add him to be their GM. Because now you're going to have a GM and a head coach. We're already seeing it with the conferences, right? You know, the Big Ten is going to be the NFC and the SEC is going to be the AFC or whatever. It's just going to be the two big conferences. But it is becoming more and more the National Football League. And so that was a headline today, that Alabama retains its GM with a record contract. But the QR code on the helmet, even though it is a sign of the times and kind of an eye roll, you got to be kidding me thing for a lot of people, it is genius.
It's genius.
I don't know what kind of money you generate. I'd imagine there will be some CEOs of companies, some people who run companies where they'll scan that code and they'll make a big donation. But my guess is it seems like this is lemonade stand style. Like you're just hoping that little Stevie gives you $11 and Tommy gives you $15. It's like a...
Nice first down catch against our rival in the Bedlam game. 1,000 fans give you $5.
Right.
I mean, how awesome is that if you're the kid?
What is the site where you can kind of announce like, hey, my buddy Danny lost his car and
GoFundMe.
That's what it is. GoFundMe. To me, that's what this feels like a little bit is like a, what do you got? You want to throw $5 out there? Like, we don't win elections with $1,000. We win elections with $5 at a time, and I need yours today, America. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to keep our players happy with your $1 per every 10 rushing yards or whatever. Like, oh, he broke that tackle? How impressive was that?
It's like the PBS pledge drive, you know? Look, we interrupt this programming, and our phone bank is standing by. If you want to see more Downton Abbey, you know, give us $5. Unbelievable.
Pay as you go.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State students, instead of that $5 you were going to throw on your gambling app, I'm a FanDuel guy, but whatever you might be using, instead of that $5 you're putting on them to cover the number or whatever, maybe you just put that on your running back and make sure he doesn't transfer to USC next year.
God. Wait, I'm telling you, this is the landscape. This is what it is. And everybody that, you know, crusaded, I understand the thought process. I understand all the points. I totally get it. The paying the athletes and whatever. They've sort of swarmed, complained for years, and then said, all right, we got it, and have moved on to the next thing. My point all along wasn't necessarily whether athletes should be paid or not. My point was, there's no structure or organization, and the NCAA is not prepared to handle it. You're going to fundamentally change everything, and I think the sports are all going to get worse. And nobody cared. And I was just a jerk because it sounded like I was opposed to a player getting a $5 for his picture or whatever. And I'm not. My point is, nobody thought this out. So the Pac-10's dead. As you mentioned, like the Big 12 is on life support. It's, you know, the teams that you don't even know half the teams right now in the Big 12. Not I'm talking to you, Grant. I'm talking to you out there in Radioland. Everything's changed. It's basically a pro subdivision, and there's no collective bargaining. It's you know, a war of programs that are basically willing to spend X amount of money because the donors and everyone else can't compete. And there's no room at the table for the like regular college football team anymore. You know what I mean? It's a few mega superpowers. The pro leagues have CBAs. The pro leagues have salary caps, all that kind of stuff. Who's going to negotiate that? Are you going to do that or not?
The only time I've ever seen anything like this was a couple of times in the National Football League. When a player has a massive game or a play that really bails another team out, you'll see a fan base jump on their charity site and donate a bunch of money. So I remember like Joe Flacco, I think it was one year. It was like a Bengals-Ravens game or something, and he helped out the Bills, and Andy Dalton was involved, and he was going back and forth with Dalton, and Dalton goes and gets the win, and the Bills just poured, the Bills Mafia, like tens of thousands of dollars into Andy Dalton's charity for local dog shelters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I remember last year tweeting out a link. I looked it up. When Greg Zuerlein kicked the field goal for the Jets to beat the Commanders, when they tried their best, the Rivera-Marty party ops with Jacoby Brissett to beat the Jets that day, and instead of picking second, they would have picked fourth or fifth or whatever, and you don't get Daniels or May, and you probably end up going with a non-quarterback or you know, the fourth quarterback in the country or whatever. I remember saying, hey, Greg Zuerlein just made a 54-yarder. This is his charity, and posting it. And I don't want to say it went viral, but a lot of Commanders fans were like, oh, this is a great idea, and kind of latched on, like, let's donate to his charity or whatever. I've seen that, and that's kind of what this is. But this is just a, hey, man, order some pizza this week. Here's your $20.
Yeah.
Like, it's a show.
And then order pizza for everybody because a couple thousand fans are going to do it.
Exactly.
Golly.
NIL.
What
buddy.
A time, dude.
QR codes on the back of the helmet 2024.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.